Sunday afternoon, Sonia Scan says she woke up from a nap to the smell of smoke. She says she ran out of her house grabbing two of her pets and not much else. When she tried to go back for her other dog and cat, she says she couldn't get back in. The home was already full of smoke. Scan says that moment felt surreal.
You can't explain that.
Scan says she's still processing what happened. She and her husband, Norman Scan, were able to go into the second floor of the house after the fire was extinguished, but she says most of their possessions were lost or damaged. The worst fire damage was concentrated in the lower levels of the house, with more smoke damage in the upper level, says Ketchikan Fire Marshal Gretchen O'Sullivan. She says fire crews were called to the Peterson Street home about 2:30 p.m. Sunday. Fire officials say the home was equipped with smoke detectors, prompting Scan and neighbors to call 911. After the fire was extinguished, a team of investigators began looking for the origin and cause of the blaze.
The building materials are all piled up in the basement, so that's where we think it may have originated, was in the basement, just from the reports that we got when people first called in where the fire and where the smoke was.
As of Monday afternoon, the cause of the fire was still under investigation, and O'Sullivan says the structure may be too unsafe to determine the cause. Currently, Sonia Scan and her husband are staying with family, and Scan says the homey atmosphere has helped. As they recover from the experience, community members have organized to support the Scan family. More than $8,000 have been raised to help them recover and rebuild as of Monday afternoon, and people have organized on social media to bring meals to the family in the coming days. Right now, Scan says she's feeling very loved.
You know, you see the town come together for people and always know that that's something that we're known for, and, you know, you do it all the time, but it's really different being on this end of it. And I can tell you, you feel overwhelmed with love and that people genuinely care, and it's a good feeling.
Details of how to help will be posted with this story to our website at krbd.org. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Molly Lubers.